This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, May 27th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. California steps back on ZEV mandates. Trump backs off on higher EU tariffs. And ITC looking into global non-fat milk solids market. Clean Cars Coalition regroups after waiver defeat. Governor Gavin Newsom has launched a coalition with 10 other Democratic governors to rethink their clean car strategy after the Senate blocked California's ZEV regulations last week. The announcement offered few details, saying the governors are considering next steps to sustain state programs and plan to engage with stakeholders and industries. Their goal is to develop solutions for reducing EV costs and expanding charging infrastructure despite steep funding barriers after the Trump administration pulled back critical federal support. Take note, the governors were silent on the rejected waivers for clean trucks and nitrogen oxide emissions. They did not commit to solutions for transitioning to cleaner medium and heavy-duty engines. Meanwhile, the Air Resources Board has settled two lawsuits led by the California Trucking Association and Nebraska to overturn the Advanced Clean Fleets regulation. It required ports to transition their drayage fleets to ZEVs as the first in a line of diesel bans, but failed to gain a federal waiver. The agency agreed to officially terminate the rules earlier this month. With the loss of the mandate, manufacturers will likely suggest to sell the expensive, heavier ZEVs, making it challenging to meet sales mandates under the earlier Advanced Clean Trucks regulation, which Congress also blocked last week. Ag and trucking trade groups worry CARB plans to wait out the Trump administration with the hope of gaining new waivers if Democrats return to power. Trump postpones EU tariff start date. President Donald Trump continues to delay the start date for higher tariffs on U.S. trading partners. That after speaking with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Trump is now pointing to the start date for possible higher tariffs on the European Union. On Friday, the president complained about the slow pace of U.S.-EU negotiations and said the bloc could face, quote, a straight 50% tariff as soon as June 1. On Sunday, after a phone call with von der Leyen, Trump said the tariffs wouldn't start before July 9th, the same day his temporary pause on country-specific reciprocal tariffs is set to end. Under those plans, the EU was set to face a 20% reciprocal tariff rate. She said she wants to get down to serious negotiation, Trump told reporters. We had a very nice call and I agreed to move it. Lawmakers seek continued funding for agricultural research programs. A bipartisan group of 30 House members and senators is appealing to Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins for continued investment in agriculture research. In a letter, the lawmaker cites studies indicating public investment in agricultural research has resulted in annual rates of return of between 20 and 60%. Capacity programs that fund experts and land-grant universities, quote, are instrumental to training the next generation of American leaders that will advance agricultural productivity, national security, and the health of all Americans, the lawmakers say. They also say USDA's Agriculture and Food Research Initiative is, quote, key to fostering new technologies and sees funding demands that far exceed available resources. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Trump administration seeks stay of reorganization injunction in Ninth Circuit. The Trump administration is continuing to fight a lower court order halting reorganization efforts at federal agencies. That includes USDA. The administration is focusing its efforts at the appeals court level. However, after withdrawing its request that the Supreme Court put a hold on the order, the withdrawal came Friday, the day after U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston, who serves in the Northern District of California, elevated her temporary restraining order to a preliminary injunction. U.S. Solicitor General D. John Sauer told the Supreme Court in a letter the next day that the government had filed a motion in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals requesting a stay. On Saturday, the appeals court ordered the plaintiffs to respond to the emergency request by today. The government can choose to reply on Thursday, May 29th. Plaintiffs include federal employee unions, professional societies, local governments, and environmental groups. The Northeast Organic Farming Association is among those. AMS to buy seafood, fruits, and vegetables for nutrition assistance. USDA Agricultural Marketing Service plans to buy up to $67 million in fresh seafood, fruits, and vegetables from domestic producers that will go to food banks and nutrition assistance programs. The department announced the Section 32 purchases on Friday. In this fiscal year, USDA has provided more than $600 million worth of purchases under the program, the department's press release said. AMS will buy $20 million of Atlantic groundfish, $14 million of canned pears, $14 million of great northern beans, $16 million of Pacific pink shrimp, and $3 million of dried sweet cherries. Here's today's final word. I'm trying to get to know the industry and its different forms throughout California. That California Senator Adam Schiff, who visited a Fresno County farm over the weekend to learn about industry issues. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, May 27th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Daly.